One of the great fight songs, ladies and gentlemen, in all of sports. Make no mistake about it. Now, hopefully, we don't hear that too much Saturday night. But I have a feeling we're going to be hearing it some, if not frequently. You will bow your head when you say his name, because he is broadcasting royalty as far as I'm concerned. When I hear Jim Ross's name, good old JR, as he's known in certain circles, I love this guy. I can't tell you. This guy's a hero of mine in broadcasting. Jim Ross, thank you so much for joining us today as I'm live at my Pilot Food Mart here on beautiful Lovell Road. It is such an honor to talk to you, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks very much for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Well, I'm just going to say to you, following your career, I'm a wrestling freak, okay? So I've got all this stuff from Mid-South back in the day, UWF, all those things. And just watching you through the years and some of the football that you've done with the Falcons and the XFL, and you are so gifted. Wow.
Well, I appreciate that. I enjoy what I do, and I appreciate the opportunities that have come my way. So I've been very fortunate.
And the truth is, Jim, I can tell that you, that sense of enjoyment that you have a way of conveying that to people, the in the moment. Is this why college football still calls your name all these years later?
Well, I think it's just so pure. The game the fans, there are a lot of, this morning I was flying from Asheville, North Carolina, where I was the last couple of days, and on the flight from Atlanta to Oklahoma City, there were a lot of Vols fans, and I had my hat, because I was doing a little JR thing in Asheville, and so they said, are you going to the game? I said, yeah, we will. So I said, hope you have a great time in Oklahoma and enjoy Norman. So the Tennessee folks are already headed west, and we're looking forward to the situation. But the atmosphere in a college ball game, and I've been in both arenas, NFL and the college game. The college game is so much more organic and real and natural, and I don't know, it's like being around somebody you know. The programs, you know, for me, it's been, you know, all my life I've been an OU fan. So it's just, I'm not sure that folks listening right now have been Tennessee fans all their lives. And that's great. It's great that we're able to do that, especially on this day.
Hey, Jim, what's your first recollection of OU football? How far you go back?
Oh, I would say early 60s. I was probably 10, 12 years old. I can remember games back then, and there was only about one or two games a year that were on TV. Usually the Texas game and usually the Nebraska game. The Nebraska game, of course, was played on Thanksgiving weekend back in the day, and the Texas game was at the Texas State Fair in October. So, but everything else was radio. So I was really a child of radio. So radio was my, the soundtrack for me. And so that was, I would say I was probably, you know, 8-10 years old that I can actually remember sitting and listening to games at that age.
Those are great days. It bothers me to some extent that the children of today don't get a chance to enjoy sport in that way, because you have to use your imagination. And those old radio guys, and I grew up listening to Ray Scott call Penn State games, those old radio guys, Jim, had a way of making that come alive to you. It just was magical time, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. They were wordsmiths. You know, Ray Scott was one of my favorite announcers, and a guy that really influenced me in a lot of ways, because he used to do a lot of Packer games. And for whatever reason, the network affiliate would have Packer games on a great deal. And they were very good, so it was good for me, but Ray Scott was really good. And a lot of people may not know that Ray Scott also suffered, as I have, with Bell's palsy. and I've had it three times and still have some paralysis around my mouth. And heck, you know, as an adult, I've had to almost learn to speak three different times all over again with trying to enunciate, and still got kind of bashed here, there, and yon about my Southern accent, but I'm not ashamed of my Southern accent. I'm proud of how I sound, and because all it does is indicate where I came from, and I'm certainly not ashamed of where I came from whatsoever.
There's absolutely no, nor should you be. And you know, the thing I love about being here, and that I can appreciate coming from the Northeast to here, all those folks that get on that airplane, as you were talking about this morning, and you just paint a picture for me, okay? I can just picture you on that airplane, heading back to Norman, going to go back and see the home folks. You're traveling with these Tennessee folks, but we all have something in common here. A lot of people don't get this college football thing. Those of us who get it, Jim, understand how special it is. And let me build a thought for you here. You were talking about the organic nature of this. You know, when I watch those old wrestling videotapes from the 70s, the 60s, and I think about people over here at Chilhowee at the park we had, or down in Nashville at the fairgrounds, I wish so badly in that realm we could go back to that, because there's a certain sense of what was organic back then that'll never come again. And so this is one of the last great bastions of something that's pure in front of us, isn't it, with college football?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the wrestling business has changed forever, and those of us old-timers that liked it back in the day, for whatever reason, we became fans. And everybody that's been a lifelong fan's got a story or two that kind of got them hooked, or a wrestler, or a match, or whatever. But those days are, unfortunately, will never return, because like a lot of things in our lives, it's as simplistic as pro wrestling has been over the years, good versus evil, etc., it's gotten a lot more complicated, and it's about more than just the match. It's about a lot, you know, promoting, and it's an infomercial. And you take some of the purity out of the game, and remind you you're watching a TV show, so you get caught up in the moment. I go to OU games, and I've got six season tickets, and I'm about the 45-yard line, and I haven't sat in those seats in about 10 years, maybe more. But my family uses them, my friends use them, my wife uses them, and I'm on the sideline, on the OU sideline. And that, to me, has been I turn down gigs, speaking gigs, any weekend where you get paid silly money to go sign your name, which I've always found to be a little bit insane. I just never felt like I was that guy. But people offer you crazy money to come sign your name at these card shows and things. I don't do any signings during the conflict with a game. I don't take any bookings during the fall. I go to home and I go away. And next week I think we go to West Virginia. And you know, that's one of those great mysteries in life, is TV money and politics and so forth has West Virginia in the Big 12. And it's ridiculous. But nonetheless, there's where the newness starts creeping into our game.
You're
West
right.
West Virginia, for example. I ain't got nothing against West Virginia. But geographically speaking, if you're a fan and you don't have the wherewithal to, you know, it's a 2-day trip to West Virginia from Oklahoma. If you're driving, unless you're driving with a bunch of guys and just keep the wheels rolling. So the football is great. And next year I'm going to come out to what I've always wanted to come to a game at Neyland Stadium. And, I want to get on one of those boats, you know, one of those, tailgating boats and come out and enjoy Knoxville, because we've always had fun in Knoxville. Knoxville's been a good wrestling town. It was a big territory hub at one time for years. A lot of great stars came through there. So Knoxville's got a lot of history, a lot of heritage. And I'm a big women's basketball fan. I got season tickets to OU women's. I love that game, too, because it's pure. And if you're a women's basketball fan, how can you not follow Tennessee basketball?
Bow your head. The great Jim Ross is joining us today. You just said so much there. Jim, when you start talking about purity, conference realignment, no more OU Nebraska, I mean, things we never thought we'd see in our lifetime that just boggle my mind. I'll tell you a quick story. I was sitting across from Mike Sly this summer at the SEC Media Days. And, you know, a lot of people that do what I do sort of have this sycophant bend where I'm in front of the SEC commissioner and we're going to compliment and praise him. And I looked at him and said, do you guys really understand? Have you stopped to think about where you're taking this great trust you have, college football? And I said, you know, a working man who's got a family who wants to go to road games, and there are a lot of those folks, okay?
Sure.
How do they get to Texas A&M from here? How do they do that? And he looked at me and said, basically he looked at me and said, oh, come on. Oh, come on. And And to me, that's not a suitable reply. Oh, come on, doesn't work for me, Jim. That does not work.
Well, being a little bit aloof, it sounds to me like, and I never met the gentleman, certainly know who he is, but if you're a parent of a player, and if I had a son playing football for any school, I would do everything I could to go to every game, because it's only going to happen for a short period of time. And it's a lifetime's worth of memories in that short period of time. So I'm going to go to those ball games. And, when you travel to West Virginia, and I went out there, 2 years ago, and I was still at WWE at the time. So I flew from Orlando to Pittsburgh, and then I took a car service from Pittsburgh to Washington, PA, hooked up with the team. That's where they were staying. And then I stayed with the team the rest of the way home and flew home with them. But it's, you know, we got home at 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. Flying back after the game, it was a night game. It was insanity. And everybody was shaking their head, you know, we've got to do this every other year. But you had families. I was telling the guy I was riding with, he's an Oklahoma State Highway Patrolman. I said, we're on our way home, fighting sleep. He's giving me a ride home in his police cruiser. And there are people that won't be home for another day or two because of the drive. So that's you're right. It's not fan friendly in a lot of ways to go to those away games. I thank everybody I saw today from Tennessee. I shook their hand and said, thanks for coming. I'm glad you're coming.
I love that.
Our state and our hospitality. So I'm going to be doing, as a matter of fact, I tweeted out a thing. I'm going to be doing a thing from noon to 2 on Lindsay Street in Norman. That's the street that the stadium is on. It's just about 2 minutes from the stadium at a Homeland grocery store. So if anybody's listening that's going to go to, that's coming to Norman, noon to 2, we got free barbecue and free food and a chance to come by and say hello and shoot the breeze. And I'm going to be doing that from noon to 2. It's absolutely free. And it's about, I swear, you can walk to the stadium in 5 minutes. So we're going to be doing that Saturday. And even though I know it's a 7 o'clock kickoff for us here, they'll have plenty of time to tailgate and see the campus or whatever they want to do. I enjoy going to the tailgates. That's the one great thing I did. I did have fun about going to, West Virginia. One of the things.
Oh yeah.
Tailgating, and I had my first sample of, apple cobbler moonshine. And that will be an experience I shan't soon forget.
Yeah, I can imagine. Hey, those people at West Virginia, now I'll say this, because I've been around those folks with the whole Penn State, West Virginia thing back in the day. Those people know how to party now. Those are some crazy, you talk about some crazy people, some crazy football fans. Jim, once again, plug that for us. Because I want to make sure we give our listeners an opportunity, and I'm going to put it in my blog tomorrow as well, an opportunity to come out and promote you or support you and see you and shake your hand, all that. That's good stuff. Where's it going to be again?
Well, we're going to be Homeland Grocery. The name of the store is Homeland Grocery. There are three of them, three of them in Norman, but the one I want to be at is on Lindsay Street, and Lindsay Street is one of the main drags through Norman that drives right by the stadium. So, I'll be at the Homeland store on Lindsay, just west of the stadium from noon until 2 on Saturday. And we're going to be grilling and cooking and use our barbecue sauce and our all of our products, and just have some fun. It's a little tailgate, and I wanted to make sure that the Tennessee folks knew they were invited. Because, I mean, what the heck? I think it's I'd like for people to leave Oklahoma saying, boy, we had a nice time with those folks in Oklahoma. They were classy. They were friendly. They got a great stadium. And I can't wait to see them out here next year in Knoxville. So I hope that happens. And, I think we're going to have a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a good game. I think the game's going to be closer than the Las Vegas experts feel it will be. But, just got a gut feeling it's going to be closer than that. Oklahoma's lost five games since 1999 at home with Coach Stoops. So they're tough to beat at home. But unfortunately, I've been there for all five losses. So it's not good me making that long drive home, 3 miles, because I wanted to live close to the stadium, and I do. But it's going to be a fun weekend. It's a big time program in Tennessee, and we're very proud that they're on our schedule, and we're very proud that they're coming here. And I think next year you'll see a lot of Oklahoma people return the favor and come to Knoxville.
It's great for the sport. You're a great ambassador. Hey, continued success to you, the JR's Barbecue stuff that you're doing, and boy, that's really taken off for you, hasn't it?
It's growing. You know, it's a work in progress. It's a kind of a homage to my mother who made homemade barbecue sauce, and I'm writing my autobiography, and I was proofreading some of the stuff on the plane today, and I was going through one of those chapters that was about how she created that feeling that I felt like I needed to continue. My wife's been so instrumental as well. And then the other thing that I kind of stumbled onto is this podcasting. You know, I got a podcast that drops every Tuesday night, and it's been about a 500,000 downloads a week. Some weeks it's done over 1 million. I think my Sting podcast did 1.4 million downloads. So and I didn't even know what the hell a podcast was. So Steve Austin really explained it to me and how you made any money on it. So I thought, well, I could do that. So I'm having some fun doing the podcast, podcast1.com and iTunes, and it's free. Yes. Everything I told you today is free. The food's going to be free Saturday. The podcast is free. But we're having fun doing it. So that's the main thing at this stage of the game for me. Enjoying what I do, and I'm only going to do things I enjoy, which is brings me to my debut doing play-by-play for MMA is going to be October the 3rd, and I'll show you how the football thing works with that. I took a gig to do this play-by-play on pay-per-view for an MMA event Friday night, October 3rd. The next day, Oklahoma's playing TCU in Fort Worth, so in my contract with the promoter of the MMA, they got to pick me up in Norman and take me to Tulsa. I'm going to do the show. Then when the show's over, they're going to take me to Fort Worth so I get the team hotel sometime late Friday night so I don't miss kickoff on Saturday between Oklahoma and Texas Christian. So it's got to be a little planning, a little extra effort, but you can still make it all happen.
Such a wonderful time, man, talking with you. You've made me smile, as I knew you would. And, hey, thanks for being a great ambassador for everything that you represent, and best of luck with you on that MMA stuff. You know, the MMA thing, in a way, reminds me of the old school wrestling I grew up watching. In a way, it's not quite it, but they've tried to add a little more color to it, a little more personality, and it's an interesting deal, isn't it? The whole MMA scene.
Yeah, it is, and I agree with you. It's got some properties. And maybe they're emotional properties. Maybe they're the emotional investment we make in MMA that reminds us of how we felt when wrestling was more steak than sizzle back in the day. It may be that. I know that I did boxing. I've done some boxing for Fox, and it looks like I'm going to do some more boxing for Golden Boy, which is Oscar De La Hoya's company. And I found that doing boxing was kind of took me back to those roots too, because it was, actually easier than doing pro wrestling. Boxing is much easier for me. I still do the same prep, get ready, you know, but it was, I'm doing things now that I'm getting a late start, but I'm kind of reinventing myself after leaving WWE and a great run there. No complaints, but you know, it was time to move on. Then it was just a matter of how many new things you want to try to do. So I figured I'd try to do as many as I could as long as I was having fun. And thus far I've had fun doing everything I've tried that's been new. So it's a good day. Good day to be above ground, as my daddy would say.
You got it, brother. And I hope you have a great day. God's blessings to you. Appreciate your openness today. Appreciate you sharing some precious time with us. And Jim Ross, my best to you, my friend.
Okay, man. Thank you very much for having me on. I sure do appreciate it. We look forward to it. Maybe we can hook up next year when we get to Knoxville.
You got it, man. No doubt about it. Good old JR there.